time you came around here, it was to rescue me. You arrived just in time.
Smiths with Pretty Girls Make Graves here on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster University Campus and Community Radio. It is October, which means it is Halloween for a whole month, and that's kind of the vibe that I'm feeling right now. I was pretty excited putting this together. We do have some classic repeats of some prior Halloween episodes. I went back to kind of cherry pick some of my favorite Halloween adjacent tunes. And with the very sudden darkness and grayness outside, I do think this is quite fitting. It was a sunny, beautiful day all day. And then I got off work and I was like, wow, it looked like it was like 6:30 p.m. outside, and it was 3 o'clock. And I think that just kind of set the tone for today's episode. Next, from Two Door Cinema Club, this is Sleep Alone. Cinema Club, Sleep Alone. I cannot remember if I actually introduced my show. So, hi, I'm Camilla. You're listening to On That Note. Once again, it's at the beginning of the Halloween extravaganza. Yeah. I haven't listened to that song probably since last Halloween, and I forgot how much I enjoyed that one. Next, from Gerard Way, a classic, Baby, You're a Haunted House.
Together, in a life to be waiting with you. Because the world is run by the man.
Who?
The man. Oh, you don't know the man? Oh, well, he's everywhere. And there used to be a way to stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll. But guess what? Oh, no. The man ruined that, too, with a little thing called MTV!
Huh?
Lucky for you, we're not on anything like MTV. 93.3 CFMU is local, independent, and kind of single-handedly bringing back Sticking It to the Man in Hamilton. You can thank us by tuning in or listening online. 93.3 CFMU, redefining radio and sticking it to the man in your community.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're
The Doors, of course. People are strange. Which was right after Gerard Way's Baby, You're a Haunted House. A classic for the time of year, if you will. Yeah, I made the mistake today of trying to go to the campus store to buy one single pencil because I want a new mechanical pencil for my artistic endeavors. Which you are, if you're interested in seeing, you can go to at On That Note with a zero in the word note on Instagram. I've just been doing some artsy stuff lately and I don't have any plain pencil. I do a lot of my art in red mechanical pencil because I find it washes easier underneath like paint or color or whatnot, but you know, sometimes you want a good old-fashioned mechanical pencil. However, homecoming is tomorrow and the campus store was on wheels and I was not waiting in a 40-person lineup for one single mechanical pencil. A 40-person lineup of people buying multiple merch items. No, I was just not having that today. And it also got me to thinking about my strange preferences for mechanical pencils, because I do have a few, but they are, like, ridiculously thick lead. I get, like, 0.9 millimeter, which is not even easy to find because of how obscenely large mechanical pencil lead that is. And that's what I did most of my pencil work, like, in university with, was that big, chunky mechanical pencil. But pens, on the other hand, it's like, I want the smallest possible thing you can get. A good Muji 0.38, that does it for me. If you're not incredibly involved in stationery / writing utensils, you probably won't have as much passion about this as I do. However, there is nothing like a good pen. And apparently, like, there's a huge mechanical pencil community as well, with some high quality and very expensive mechanical pencils that I would be love to try, because a nice pen is like no else. And I imagine a pencil is the same. Maybe one day I'll invest in some $100 mechanical pencils, and I bet they would be good. That's the worst part, is I know that they would be like the sports car of mechanical pencils. It's like how there's a chalk equivalent too. I know there's a really high quality chalk that's like a different recipe than any other chalk you can use, and it like isn't dusty and doesn't skip and stuff. I want to try that too. I don't even frequently write on a chalkboard. I'm not a math professor, but I just know it would be incredibly satisfying to use. And that's my thoughts on stationery for today. A classic and a go-to, a staple, if you will, for this time of year, Grimes' album Visions, had to play, of course, Oblivion. From Grimes' Visions, such a stellar album for this time of year. That was Oblivion. That song in particular, and I know I talk about this every single week, all the artistic endeavors that I wish I could pursue, but I do not have the time nor the funds to just spend my time doing every single hobby known to man. But I would love to make a, like, that kind of ambient electronic music. There's something about it. I love the layers, and I haven't listened to that in a while, and it really does invoke such a profound vibe, if you will. I don't know, listening to it just makes me feel like it's like, you know, 2 a.m. and I'm walking on campus and there's a bunch of deer, and it's entirely because that is the primary environment in which I listen to that song for the majority of first year. However, I think it also does a good job of making that feeling reignite, if you will. It sounds like a rainy evening. And if you disagree, no, you don't. I'm right. I just really love it, and I need to listen to that album top to bottom, I think, because it is just so stellar and has just such strong theming throughout, and I can really get behind that. I think Crybaby by Destroy Boys on last year's Halloween episode, which actually occurred on Halloween, I think, or at least one of my years. And now I know this is a little early and it's going to be a long month until Halloween comes around. However, I feel as though I've curated quite a few pretty stellar Halloween adjacent playlists now, and I'm have some good material to last me quite a while, and I'm looking forward to just continuing this for the month, because I love it. Not objectively Halloween music either. It doesn't have to be the Monster Mash or Thriller. This is just like it's common theming. Up after this next track by Destroy Boys, Vixen, I have a double hitter of vampire-related songs. And, you know, a common motif, if you will. Once again, the next one's by Destroy Boys, and it is called Vixen.
Yeah. Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebascu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Brave young cowboys of the near north side, mount those bridge rails, ride all night. Scream when captured, arch your back. Let this whole town hear your knuckles crack. Sapphire Trans Am, high beams in vain. Drive wild Broncos down the plain. Push up to the corner where the turbines hiss. Someday we won't remember this. Crawl till dawn on my hands and knees. God damn these vampires for what they've done to me. Horses to the post outside, and let those glass doors open wide, and in their surface see two young savage things barely worth remembering. Feast like pagans, never get enough. Sleep like dead men, wake up like dead men. And when the sun comes, try not to hate the light. Someday we'll try to walk upright. Crawl till dawn on my hands and knees. God damn these bite marks deep in my arteries. What they've done to me.
Certain will fail. I've seen your eyes as they fix on me, full of confusion. You snarl at your stories are stale. And though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail. Cause all you people are vampires. Certain will fail.
That was all perhaps Vampires is a bit strong, but by Arctic Monkeys. Right after Damn These Vampires by the Mountain Goats, I told you a vampire double hitter. There's a lot of songs about vampires, and I kind of love that. I think it, you know, vampire pop culture, vampire lore actually is quite fascinating to me, solely because of the fact that they are such an OP, like, I don't know, cryptid, mythological creature. Like, depending on the source content, vampires have way too many powers. And this is something that I didn't really quite realize until I watched Twilight for the first time with my roommates during undergrad, because they were all like Twilight heads and I had not seen much, if any, of Twilight. And then we watched it and I was like, there was so much that I was unaware about with vampires. Like, I feel like, you know, you only learn the negative bits, the whole wooden stake, the mirror bit. But, like, why do they have super speed? Why can they see really well? And I don't think that is the case with every bit of vampire lore. However, I was, like, a little bit shocked when I first watched Twilight and they had that many powers, because I think it just puts them above any other, you know, any other beast out there. I don't think it's that fair, to be honest. I guess, well, there is the whole can't be in the sun bit, but, like, I don't even know if that's entirely true. And then depending on where you look at, vampires are just, they're too powerful. That's the thoughts on vampires for today. Yesterday I went exploring in the Thode book stacks here, and there is a whole section on cryptozoology and beasts in particular, and I just love that so much. And I want to know how one can get into the academic field of writing about myths and legends in the zoological sense, and less so the anthropological sense. I think more anthropological in nature than biological. However, I would write a whole league of research papers on the biology of, like, Bigfoot. Gladly. And I could. I wouldn't even need to do any research. I could just, right off the dome, tap, and there we have it. 8,000 words. I'm only half joking, for the record. another song named after, that has a name evoking these feelings, from Neutral Milk Hotel. This is Ghost.
Ghost, ghost, I know you move from me. Feel as you fly in thunder clouds above the city into one night.
Thank you.
Ugh, I love this part. Time for the goings on in the community over the next little bit. Here we are. Oh, sorry about that. Running until October 12th at various times at the Theater Aquarius is King James. King LeBron James's reign in Cleveland brings promise, prosperity, and renewal to a city in desperate need of all three. It also brings together two unlikely friends in a bond forged by fandom. Told over 12 years, from LeBron's rookie season to an NBA championship, King James is an intimate exploration of the place sports occupy in our lives and relationships. Rajiv Joseph's clever and fast-paced comedy traces the arcs of two friends whose turbulent relationship is best navigated through their shared love of basketball. You can buy tickets on the Theater Aquarius website. What day is it? It is October 4th today. Tonight at 8 p.m. at First Ontario Center is Who's Live Anyways? 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Cast members Ryan Stiles, Greg Props, Jeff B. Davis, and Joel Murray will leave you gasping with the very witty scenes they invent before your eyes. Buy tickets from the First Ontario Place website. And then tomorrow, October 5th, from 5 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Architect Hair Design is Hamilton for Haiti. Join us for an evening dedicated to making a difference in Hamilton's Haitian community. Your support will help address urgent needs, including emergency relocation and shelter, healthcare access, school tuition, food and water. Come together with us to create a positive impact, and you can get tickets today on Eventbrite. And those were some of the goings-on in the Hamilton community over the next few days. I don't know if anyone's ever seen those like TikTok or Instagram reels where they give you a teleprompter and it's like just a news, like a default newscast, and it's like, could you be a news reporter? I want a teleprompter. I just think it would be really fun. And not like in the studio. I just mean for like personal use. I just think it would be really fun to read scrolling text with like the time constraint of reading it all before it disappears off the screen. I think I would get a lot of enjoyment out of that. that's all. I just like reading words, I guess. I should start recording audiobooks or something. I don't think my voice is quite that satisfying. I could work on it. Next, from Hole, another Halloween classic. This is Jennifer's Body.
With a bullet! Support local independent media and get great deals with a Friends of CFMU card. Friends. For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses. All you have to do is donate a minimum of $30 to 93.3 CFMU. For more information, just go to cfmu.ca and click on Friends of CFMU in the footer.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way.
Support CFMU and get great deals too. Use the card at Arcade, Amigos, Big B Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, and Dr. Disc.
Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being.
Hung pictures of patron saints up on my wall to remind me that I am a fool. Tell me where I came from, what I will always be. Just a spoiled little kid who went to Catholic school. When I'm dead, I won't join their ranks, 'cause they are both holy and free. And I'm in Ohio, satanic and chained up, and until the end, that's how it'll be. I said, make me love myself so that I might love you. Don't make me a liar, 'cause I swear to God, when I said it, I thought it was true. St. Calvin told me not to worry about you, but he's got his own things to deal with. There's really just one thing that we have in common. Neither of us will be missed. St. Bernard sits at the top of the driveway. You always said how you love dogs. I don't know if I count, but I'm trying my best when I'm howling and barking these songs.
I don't think about the
That was Cop Car by Mitski, right after Saint Bernard by Lincoln. I wanted to mention this actually after I played the whole song, because this week, and I think this is amazing, Tony Hawk and Kurt, well, okay, that actually does not make sense immediately to say. Tony Hawk's kid had a kid, so Tony Hawk's grandson, and Tony Hawk's kid dates Frances Bean Cobain, who is the daughter of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love of Hole, of course, hence the relation here. And they had a grandkid, and I think that is just such an awesome combination of parents and grandparents, like your grandparents being Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain, and Tony Hawk. I think that's amazing. Okay, that was all from that. I love the outro to that track, Cop Car. I think it is very Halloween-y, and I like this. I love a good screeching strings moment. I don't know why. Just it's just great. This track, I was just listening to it recreationally after making my playlist for today, when I was like, wow, this is actually a perfect fit. And I thought it would be a nice one to end off on. A Slow Burn from Radiohead's OK Computer, aka one of my, if not my absolute favorite album ever of all time, to clue us up today. Climbing Up the Walls from Radiohead. Thank you for listening to On That Note with me, Camilla, here on this lovely Friday. I hope you are all driving safe. I hope it's not raining out there anymore for when I have to leave the comfort of the studio. And I hope you all have such a lovely weekend. I do not think you will hear from me next Friday, but maybe the Friday after. Who knows? Either way, I will definitely be back for Halloween with a fire Halloween episode once again. And maybe some spooky sound effects. Who knows? I did that one year and it was actually incredibly difficult to manage that as well as the music at the same time. But maybe this year will be the year. Maybe this year will be the year. Once again, showing us out today is Radiohead with Climbing Up the Walls. Thank you for listening to 93.3 CFMU McMaster University Campus and Community Radio. I'm Camilla, and this was On That Note, and this is Radiohead.